Last season was so magical, it's almost hard to fathom that it could ever happen. By the time the Beavers lost their first WCHA game of the season, they had won 12, including one in 3-on-3 overtime. The first game of the season, against Bowling Green, who entered ranked 15th in the country, new Beaver freshman defenseman Zach Whitecloud scored on his first shot.
Beavers on an Otter Tail power play for 11 seconds. Back up to the point, and a blast past Chris Nell. Beavers go up 1-0.
Well, they won the faceoff down low, and they did a good job of rotating the puck around. It's going to be an assist, I think, to Jerry Fitzgerald. Zach Whitecloud, the freshman, with his first shot, it's a goal.
Fast forward from there to early November. On the road at 11th-ranked Minnesota State Mankato. Tied after regulation, tied after overtime. Captain Charlie O'Connor won it in 3-on-3 overtime.
Bauman with it. Just lugs the puck around up on top of the circles. Feeds it back now for O'Connor. Left side circle. Shoots it and score! Charlie O'Connor goes far side and Bemidji State wins 2-1.
Fast forward once again to mid-February. On the road at Alabama Huntsville, the Beavers comfortably in front of the WCHA pack the whole season, could have lost that game against Huntsville, and with a little bit of help, still won the McNaughton Cup. They got the help they needed.
Marinaccio right back behind the net now for Charlie O'Connor. Centering pass, it's picked off by Alabama Huntsville and tossed to center ice. Bemidji State fans, you can let out a giant roar right now. Ferris State has knocked off Michigan Tech 3-2 tonight. Your Bemidji State Beavers are the McNaughton Cup champions.
But they also won that hockey game. Winning the McNaughton Cup, certainly not easy. Putting all the pieces back into the puzzle again this season, certainly not a job that's finished yet. Beavers are worried more about themselves tonight than they are the Minnesota Duluth Bulldogs, a team that's already played two top teams, beating Minnesota in overtime and then losing to Michigan Tech last weekend in the icebreaker.
Every year you're going to lose players. Every team in the country lost players last year. And then whose turn is it? Whose turn is it to step up? And you need some guys to step up. And sometimes we kind of know who our go-to people are going to be, but you also need a few surprises.
Will this season be as magical as last? That we don't know yet. The Beavers are still trying to figure out line combinations, power play units, and how best to maneuver a new season. One thing I know for certain, the newcomers on this Beaver roster, plus all the returners, will indeed get your unwavering support. Beavers worried about themselves, and yeah, worried a little bit about the Bulldogs as well. We kick off the 2017-18 season next. First, the Venusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network.